Everybody, and welcome to the Bass Vibration Network. This is the Bass Vibe Tribe in the building. How everybody doing? We're excited. We got RJ in the building.
Oh, yeah.
We got Queen Quan over here in the back. She's still on the laptop researching some facts. You know how she do. And this is Ashley K. Today, we have an exciting episode. This is not a test. I know a lot of you here to broadcasting with the TV station, that little loud noise come on. You know, they let you know that they're getting your attention, right? Because they got to give you a message. They always like, well, this is not a test. This is a test. So we came up with a name for today's podcast because we have a special guest, none other than a guy named Mr. JL. He is an entrepreneur. He's actually a broker. He's an advocate for African history. He's big on economic development and has a lot of knowledge and connections when it comes to financial education. So we, you know, connected with him, and he was so excited to get on today's show to spread some knowledge, some good wisdom from, you know, all his many years of studying and just getting deep into the African history and getting to the root of everything that's going on and taking it way back to, goodness, back to the 1400s, back to the BCs, back before all of this slavery that we have been learning about. You know, we learn about history, and even though this is Black History Month, a lot of people focus on the slavery here in America, but they really don't take it past that. That's about all they want us to know about. They just want us to know about how inferior we are, but not how superior we were. You know, they don't want us to know about our roots and how the Moors used to, you know, run this thing. So we don't want to get too deep. I'm not going to be the one breaking it all down. I got RJ. I wish I could see RJ's face. You know, he real zoned out right now because he's getting deep into thought about what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to check the mic and see if Mr. JL is on the line. Let's see if he can hear us. Mr. J, are you on?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Checking with him. All right, we're going to check in with him. But go ahead, RJ. Go ahead. Start it off with us. Let us know about our history beyond just the surface, just the slave mentality that we have now. Like, how did this all really start? I think a lot of people want to know where it all come from and how far back does this even go? Does it go back to the Arabs? Does it go back, you know, far as Egypt? All of that.
I mean, shit, it was very prosperous. From my understanding, everything is very prosperous. You know, everybody had their own little geographical location where, you know, they flourished culturally. You know, they were living peacefully with each other until, you know, it all became a mind game. Greed started getting involved. And you had, you know, certain group of people who felt like, you know, they were superior over another culturally. And, you know, this is where the whole, you know, colonialism comes into play. Which was a big thing back then, you know, it was a big thing. And it still is today. Colonialism is still going on today. Besides that, before I get into that, because that's a more negative aspect to everything,
yeah.
You know, the culture itself is so rich in history. I mean, you can take this all the way back to Atlantis and Thoth and him coming to Egypt and teaching a lot of the Egyptians and, you know, the record keeper, he was a record keeper, is what they called him, and he was very knowledgeable. They considered him a god, and you know, he taught the Egyptians a lot, from you know, metaphysical sciences to medicine to the universe, a lot of things about alchemy, et cetera, et cetera. So Thoth was very influential, and you know, the African culture brought a lot of this stuff. About a lot of spiritual knowledge, a lot of, you know, the science, a lot of things were, you know, was birthed from this, you know what I'm saying? And from my understanding as well, you know, it was always to the point, even when they made their way to Europe, you know, they had to teach the Europeans how to bathe and how to become civilized. The Moors did, from my understanding, the Moors came to Europe because they were in the Caucasus Mountains and, you know, Caucasus Mountains. And, you know, they were very uncivilized people, from my understanding. And, you know, the Moors came through and they kind of, you know, straightened them up. They taught them how to be civilized, how to, you know, how to bathe correctly. They set up light posts and, you know, started building, teaching them a lot of knowledge that they had, knowledge about medicine and alchemy and just a lot of things, And there was a certain how can I say it, a certain mutual perspective on things at that time. And, you know, over the course of history, you know, things was good. Of course, you had your negative, your bad, but at the time, before colonialism really became popular, you know, it was a very, you know, beautiful history. Also, just to add in there, you know, Thoth was also known as Hermes in ancient Greek. So they say that Thoth traveled from Egypt to Greece, you know, to teach him knowledge as well. And the reason why the ancient Egyptian and ancient Greece have a lot in common, art-wise and just the way they express themselves as a culture. Beyond that, though, just to fast forward, you know, how you feel about that?
I mean, you're getting real deep with it. Like, I think where we, because when you get into all of the, you know, Egyptians and the colonial, like, even a person like me, it's like you hear this stuff, but it's like, well, wait a minute. You got to bring it a little bit in, like almost make it elementary,
right,
in a sense. You got to break it down to the point where it doesn't sound like a, like what, Thor or or the movie 300. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you don't want it to sound like a fairy tale, but that's kind of how it come off sometimes when you start getting so deep into it. But we know that you can look up so many articles. We actually started sharing some of these videos on our Facebook page. We're going to also upload through our blog on our website some different articles and different YouTube videos that we come across that we feel like can break some things down. I believe we might have JL on the line now. If he can speak, see if he can, if we can hear him. Mr. J, can you
talk? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
It looks like he's up here, but for some reason, his voice, I'm not hearing him.
I'm going to have to click the button.
Hold on. Give us 1 second.
I can just continue with the whole colonialism. You know, this also, you know, they had basically an idea of, you know, the resources. They saw how rich the country was in resources, and it became a race to conquer and take land from people, or take land from somebody. You know, this is how it's always been throughout history. They always come by. It's a mind game. They sit down, act like everything is cool, shake your hand, and then, you know, they put the boot on the back of your neck, make you believe in what they believe in. And, you know, Christianity was also a way to do that as well, but I'm not going to tap too much into that. But, and then they, you know, take the land from people. And, you know, you can see that in Egypt, even with the Sphinx, you know, they knocked the nose off the Sphinx, you know, and erased a lot of the history. It is said that there's tons of history in the Vatican that has not been talked about or even showed to the public whatsoever.
Do you think with the whole Vatican situation, that part right there, the whole Vatican thing, do you think it'll ever get exposed to really what's in the Vatican? Because I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of people talk about the Vatican, and I actually haven't had the privilege or the honor to go visit the Vatican. I really do want to go visit and just see how much they do expose, or like, what can you physically see being there? Even in Egypt, I want to go to Egypt and see what's still left. I've seen some videos circulating all over social media. I saw some videos on YouTube where they show people even going into the tombs now, repainting over what was there and making up new stories. So the problem is going to be whatever they're over there doing that we have no clue about, because a lot of us are so busy focused on the Real Housewives and all the other extra stuff, and we're worried about number 44, what he's doing or what he's not doing, that we're not even paying attention to them erasing history. So we wouldn't even have proof. It's common sense. I can just go over there and paint on the wall myself and cover it all up, right? Like, it ain't hard, you know. We acting like this is like.
They had a lot of tomb raiders, you know, that came and stole a lot of the ancient artifacts, articles, et cetera, et cetera. And they made it their business to, you know, get rid of a lot of history, just to cover a lot of things. They look like their superior race planet, like Jesus Christ with the blonde hair flowing in the hair and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a way of manipulating people and, you know, to get them to believe what they believed in. The reason why a lot of people are sort of against religion as well, but I'm not going to touch the house.
It's Sunday, so we're going to try to get
yeah,
we're going to be a little nice today.
Yeah. Respectfully. You know, the way I feel about religion, each individual, you know, when you soak in certain information or certain articles or whatever the case may be, you filter it through your perspective and you're going to develop a certain, you filter it through your mind and you're going to interpret it the way, I guess your mind is set up in a sense. You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, like say, for example, somebody was very egotistical versus somebody who's not egotistical. Some people would, you know, read into the Bible or Quran or whatever the case may be and justify whatever philosophical thought process they went through in order to, you know, come up with a logical reasoning towards what they believe is right or wrong. If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. But see, this is what I'm saying. We're trying to get to the root of it. And just off of talking about, you know, with social media, we should know that there are a couple of there's really one family, but there's a couple of branched off descendants of that one family that's technically running the entire world. They run a banking system. Yeah. They own every single central bank in every single country, including Africa, except for four countries, if I'm not mistaken. It might be three now. I know Cuba was on that list. All of the countries that we recently been going on war with, like Iran, Afghanistan, all of them has been taken over.
Yeah.
Right now, what's left, I think, is like North Korea. They don't have that. And the way that guy over there in North Korea acting, he ain't having it at all.
Wow.
He ready to blow up some shit before he even let anybody do so.
Wow.
So we know who's controlling all of this. That's kind of where I want to get to. Like, what is the problem? How is this possible since the 1700s? This one family has been just running around rampant and just starting wars, funding wars from both sides. Like, they got enough money because they have the central bank of every single country. They funding both sides. So it's a win-win for them.
Mm-hmm.
At what point are we going to wake up and realize, like, this is a major problem and people start getting an action plan in place to eliminate that? You know, it goes back to even, you know, I was reading something as far back. I know this technically we thinking, well, this has nothing to do with African Americans because you're talking about, you know, Caucasians or Europeans and British. But it had a lot to do with us because they took our culture. They took a lot of different things from the Moors and everything you were just saying about Egypt. They took all our culture, all of our spirituality. They studied us. Like, that's the thing. Like, they literally studied us. And reincarnated it, literally. Like, took it and made it better. So it's kind of like, it really is like, okay, well, it's like Facebook. Like, the original person that decided that Facebook was going to be just for college students, now look at Facebook today. If it was only for college students, you would have to have a college email address in order to even log in. But you don't need that. You just need an email address to log in, you know what I'm saying, to get a thing. So it evolved into something way better than the original plan. So I'm not trying to knock us, but we know we get this whole big head thinking, oh, well, we were the first, but they came and they made it better. So it's like, I don't know how you want to really take that, but that's the reality. If for some reason we had the idea, we started it, but we didn't finish it.
Right.
Like, that's the key point. We have started it, but we did not finish it.
Right.
And we're not controlling it now. So, yeah, we started humanity. We started these different cultures. We started civilization. But we are not controlling it. And the way it's looking, we ain't finishing it either if we don't hurry up and change our mindset and realize what all of this is and how we can get an action plan in place to change it.
Right. Man, the problem is, like I said, everybody's distracted. We're talking about the Rothschilds, their family, the control that they have, especially over the media. The radio, these airwave frequencies, you know, they illuminated the world, and they can easily distract people while they sit back. You know, that's why they call them the shadow government, because they sit back in the shadow. They're not talked about, they're not seen, but they're super powerful. They pull a lot of strings behind the scenes, and they've been doing this for years, you know, and they work with the government itself. Like the Rothschild, they work with the government, specifically, you know, the United States government, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they cut the checks for the politicians and they cut checks for the people in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. So they don't want cutting the check, meaning they have a lot of influence in what decisions are made in this country. And they can use, you know, the military as well to do whatever they have to do to set up shop, like the central bank, which you know, with certain agendas that they have. I can explain how it goes. For example, they have their interest in a country and their resources. What they do, they'll go over there, they'll send somebody over there to talk to them, to negotiate. Mind you, you know, the mind state is a little different if you're talking about somebody from, you know, United States versus someone who is in, you know, more of a third world country, you know, because there's a lot of information flowing over here. So they go over there, they, you know, act like they want to help them and they want to, like, you know, build companies over here and create jobs, et cetera, et cetera. They go over there and they give the country a loan, you know, and then from that loan, they be like, okay, let's do that. So they give them the loan, you know, the United States start building their companies over there, have, you know, American workers over there, you know, working, have their people working over there for a very low wage, you know, then say 10 years afterwards, that loan that they gave them accumulates so much interest that the country has no way possible that they can pay the United States back. So guess what? Now that country, hello? Like Jamaica, owes United States money because of the interest that was accumulated from the loan that, you know, United States worked out with them. And that means now that they owe them money, United States is going to be like, okay, if y'all can't pay us back, then pay us back in resources. You know, we're going to continue building, and y'all going to continue working, and we're going to continue to get y'all trees, y'all fruits, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all going to bring them over to our country because, why, we have a lot of people over here, millions of people that we have to feed. So we don't really give a fuck how y'all feel and how y'all going to survive this. But, you know, we're going to, you know, do what we got to do. And that's colonialism. And this has been going on for so long.
So when you talk about the money part, now you're about to take me on a whole other tangent about the money. Because I started doing some research in reference to this whole money thing and where it originated from and where it comes from. And we used to have the coins, which were representation of us having physical gold and silver or whatever to back it. Because that's the coins we used to spend. Until Abraham Lincoln. What had happened was Abraham Lincoln was in the middle of the Civil War and he needed more money to pay the troops and, you know, get more equipment and, you know, the normal thing is cost of war. It's pretty much needed more money for the cost of war. At that time, we had our second central bank. It wasn't the Federal Reserve yet. He was not a fan of that family that we're talking about. We're not really going to give the family too much recognition on this broadcast, by the way. I mean, you can go look this up yourself. It ain't rocket science. The name has been exposed. So people that want to get upset, I know I'm going off the tangent, but I got to get a disclaimer real quick. Because people are going to be like, well, if they were such a secret society, we wouldn't know who they are. Well, we didn't know who they were until the formulation of the internet and media started exposing them. Right. Now they can't hide themselves, so it just is what it is. Like, we got the internet. Everything is just at the touch of your fingers. You just type it in.
Distracted.
Yeah, but we still distracted even though we got it. Like, that's the crazy part.
We're worried about Trump, but Trump's working with them.
Exactly. But, okay, let's go back to Abraham Lincoln. Wonder why he got assassinated. He got assassinated because he went to the New York Second Central Bank of the United States. He asked them for a loan. They was like, oh, we'll give you a high price interest rate, about 26%, if I'm not mistaken. Around there, so I'm going to say in the 20s, between the high teens and the 20s, was the percentage rate for that loan. He thought it was bogus because you think it way back in that time, that's a whole lot. So he went back to the Treasury Department, went back to Washington and was like, you know what, we're going to print off these notes. So they created these notes. You can look it up. I mean, they was called, greenback, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to Google it real quick. But if I'm not mistaken, they were called greenback. And they were just like a little paper note. It almost looked like what we have now. But they got so upset, the family got upset because he just started printing these things off. Now, the note was not protected or backed by any gold or silver. It was backed by the government's word. That it was like a note, like when you get a house or a promissory note. That's pretty much what it was. And what is a piece of paper that he printed off, made it look good, cute, and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, it had no backing behind it besides a man's word. Wow. He thought that he was going to, so it was called greenback. So he was going to, after the war, his mind was, well, we're going to end this. Like, we're not going to keep printing these off. But obviously it got, you know, popular, started circulating more. So, you know, they kept printing more money. They assassinate him. Boom. He's gone. But just like they do everybody else. Listen, this is the crazy part. They took his idea. They were so mad at him. Now, this is deep. They were so mad at him for printing these fake dollar bills, right? Angry to the point where they assassinated him, right? We all know everything got assassinated, right? 2 months before the Civil War ended. But then turned right around when they created the Federal Reserve and did what? Start actually printing money.
Printing money.
So you took this man's idea and tried to make it seem like it was your idea, and it wasn't. It was Abraham Lincoln's idea.
Yeah.
So look, he's not black. That's what I'm trying to say. He's not black. It's not a color. It's when you go against the grain of that family, period. I don't care what race you are. They're going to steal your idea. They're going to destroy you and keep it moving. Like, that's what we have to get to the point of. I keep hearing over and over again, like I said before, we just went this other rampage. Like, yeah, we actually may have been the foundation for all mankind, but at the end of the day, we're not controlling nothing now at all. We still don't even own Africa. 90% of Africa is not owned by its own African people. 90% of the whole continent is owned by Europeans, Asians, and everybody else, British, but Africans.
French. No.
When are we going to get that in our head?
And Mussolini. Look up Mussolini.
If you have a weak heart, weak stomach, don't look up Mussolini, but if you can, look him up.
You understand what's going on. And like she said, you know,
it's been a wild ride, and it's very disrespectful, and I think it's the biggest crime ever committed in history, personally.
it's the biggest
crime ever committed in history.
We are spending fake money. Like, we fighting over something that's not real.
Greed became more important than anything else in this world.
They're printing. I used to say this when I was in school, and my history teacher used to be like, well, it's deeper than that. You just don't understand. I used to say, if we printing money, I'm pretty sure I had cousins or whatever that used to run banks. They worked in banks. And they physically print money, right? You can physically print it. Like, they got this big old machine, and they just printing slabs and slabs, and they got a big cutter thing, and they go boom, and they cut it down, and they just look this up on YouTube. My God, like, you can see how they're printing money. They got money factories. If this is the case, why are we in debt, and why is there poor people? Why can't they just print off $1 million and give it to everybody? Well, because it's called inflation. No, this is something y'all are making up.
Capitalist society. You know what I'm saying? The pyramid. All the money goes to the top, everything else at the bottom. You know, the rich get rich, the poor get poor. Y'all got to sustain this foundation, though, of this pyramid, this capitalist society. You know, by working hard and making sure that this thing stays running, we're going to make sure this thing stays running by, you know, making y'all get addicted to this money. That's exactly what it is. It's y'all's way of surviving. So ain't no other way. Y'all have no choice but to sustain society now. But yeah, it's a capitalist mindset. Rich get rich, poor get poor. And then why is nothing changing in Africa, et cetera? Because they use the tactics of divide and conquer. They divided a lot of nations against each other, a lot of people against each other within Africa, and even shit in the United States. They use divide and conquer. That's the easiest way to control a society or control a civilization. If you divide, if you have 100 group of people, the best way to control and to orchestrate things is if you divide them. So that perspective has been so long. This is a war tactic as well, and it has been used over, you know, decades, centuries, for so long now. Around the conqueror, and that's one of those reasons. Hello?
Well, that was the whole formulation of the Illuminati, and this whole thing in the first place was what you just said, divide and conquer. It's not targeted, and this, I guess what I'm trying to get to is this really targeted towards melanated people or just strictly poor people? What started this mindset?
Because back then it was towards melanated. It was I think a white supremacist thing. A cultural thing. They felt like they were superior.
Yes, but they actually started the Holocaust, which was not towards melanated people.
True.
Like this was before slavery. Like before slavery, they was already doing stuff to other cultures, which was not melanated people.
Mm. Are you talking about the Holocaust?
The Holocaust. Just the whole religion formation.
Remember Hitler said though that no, those weren't. They're not real Jews.
The family we talk about is not even real Jews.
Jews, yeah. And that's the thing, though. Like, and this is where this whole thing of the Hebrew Israelites, you know, the African Hebrew Israelites, like, I don't know if that's who he was referring to as a real Jew, but I'm not sure. I got to do some research on that. Y'all research that if y'all can.
Yeah, I started researching. It's called something. Y'all know I'm bad when it comes to pronouncing things, so don't hang me up on the pronunciation of it. Yeah. But I do know they were not real Jews. That's another thing we can look up. It is obvious.
Even to the point where, what's his name, Africanus? What's his first name again? CPO, his name is CPO Africanus. He's a Roman general, and that's what Africa is named after. You know, CPO Africanus. Let me look this up for y'all real quick.
Hello?
CPO Africanus.
You hear Quan back there in the back. You hear a fact checker?
Yeah, he was a Roman general. That's what Africa is named after. So that's not even the actual name of it.
Okay. Hello?
You know, and I know that's a shocker right there. You know, that shows you how deep it goes. And then, if y'all want to go even deeper, and to my Christian folks, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to go a little deeper. Y'all are interested in seeing what's what. Y'all just want to, you know, stick to what y'all know and do that. You know what I'm saying? All due respect. I understand where you come from, believe me. But, you know, just look into Horus, Osiris, and Isis.
Hello?
The story of Horus, Osiris, and Isis, and how that correlates with the story of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to it, you know. And it's also, it baffles me that the oldest Bible found in history was in Ethiopia, written in Hebrew. And, it was a lot of books also taken out of it as well. At least about 60 books that was taken out of the book. I mean, out of the Bible as well. So it's a lot of information that is missing out of it.
Well, even the commandments, okay. I was looking at this. I don't know if y'all heard of Dr. Ben. Heard of him before? He used to be. He actually died in 2015, March 2015. But he was one of the professors. He was a Egyptologist or whatever you want to call him. Like, he studied Egypt pretty much and the history of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And some people used to say that he was anti-religion or didn't believe in God and all that other stuff.
Okay.
And that wasn't true. Like he said, his mindset was, you believing in something and your behavior is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people would say they believe in something, but their behavior does not match what they truly really say that they actually believe in.
Right.
So, for example, he said, well, somebody, you know, robbed my house, but they had a cross on their neck. So technically they believed in God or Jesus Christ because they had a cross on their neck, but they robbed my house at the same time. So it's like the KKK. They claim that they're Christians. They out here just randomly killing people. So again, it goes back to you saying you believe in something, but you really don't believe in that thing. Your behavior is what matters the most.
They filter in that information through a corrupt mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, they filtering this information through an ignorant mind, and they interpreting this Bible as such. You know, and they justify their actions based on whatever logical reasoning they felt was right or wrong. You know, they're self-righteous. They're very self-righteous people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I like the KKK. And even, like, ISIS and stuff like that. Same thing.
All of this was man-made. Everything was orchestrated by the people that we're talking about. That family orchestrated this whole thing. But what we got to get to is be past them. What happened to have this one family decide to say, okay, we're going to conquer by me spreading my five sons out, creating these central banks, and just start conquering through money? What happened right before that to, like, get that light bulb to go off in the head? Will we ever get to that point? Like, what happened? Like, what happened leading up to that one day that he just decided, okay, I got these five sons, I'm going to spread them out in different countries, and I'm going to have them establish the financial stability within those five countries, and we just going to start taking over the world from there? Like, It had to start somewhere, I'm telling you. Like, if something happened to trigger this one man, to think that in his head with his five sons and just conquered the world, literally. Like, it's so deep that if you read books back to 1780, they started talking about the Illuminati, the three world wars. We haven't even had the third one yet.
Yeah.
But they have already, way back then, planned out every single world war.
Yeah, Nostradamus, he even prophesied about it. Yeah.
What in the world? Like, they knew we're going to conquer through what you said, conquer and divide.
Mm.
We're going to create religion so that we can start separating them. But this is my thing. What was the religion that we were doing in Africa that spearheaded them so bad? One thing I can say about us people, us melanated folks, us melanated folks have a spirit that's so strong that whatever we believe in, we go wholeheartedly in it. They know that. So even if we sit here and quote scriptures from the Bible and praise Jesus, they knew the power that we have inside of us, because when we believe something, we believe it with our entire being, like our entire body, like it just gets in it, especially a praying woman. You get a praying black woman, you just, some magical stuff is going to happen. We know that. They know that. They study that. But what were we doing that had them to see this so back long ago that they decided to take that and play it against us?
Fear. It was scared. I think in the back of their minds, they was thinking, what if they're trying to conquer us? What if they've been successful? They've been one of the most powerful, you know, cultures on this planet. What if they turn around and want to take over? What if they want to turn around and, you know, basically conquer our land? You know, so I feel like a lot of this stuff stems from fear, because, you know what I mean, your two main emotions is either love or fear. A lot of that stems from that.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And I feel like with the spirit of fear, and it's been like that, you know, throughout history, fear. Just the fear and paranoia that this group of people might mess around and take over what we're trying to take over or conquer right now. And, yeah,
hello?
Made them, you know, become so
day.
Fucking evil, so damn wicked, you know, with their ways, to the point where they'll do whatever they have to do in order to, you know, in their mind, remain superior, you know what I'm saying, without thinking about the karma that it's going to create, you know, at the end of the day. And shit, now we live in it. And we see what's going on, you know. Not like I said, it's fear. You know, that's the motive. Fear. They don't recognize it. So instead of them feeling fear, they rather feel anger. You know, they rather substitute that with anger, substitute that with greed, whatever fulfills their desires for that moment. You know what I'm saying?
And, do you believe we are so far gone? Like, do you feel like we are so far indebted in their culture and their system that it's almost like, is it worth the fight to even awaken people? Because really, what are we going to do?
It's worth the fight.
Hello, guys.
Individual behalf, because I feel like we all living in God's eyes. You know, everything's being recorded. So what we're doing right now, I feel like all that is going to, you know, have an effect, you know, in general. Of course, it's going to take, man, majority is going to take at least 70% of everybody to be on the same page. But, you know, I'm a very optimistic person. I do believe things can change for the better, you know, because that's just the way it is. If you at the bottom, you can only look up. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I see it. But at the moment, I don't know, the righteous is going to remain righteous and the filthy going to remain filthy. You know what I'm saying? Sincerely, like, even I went back to my hometown the other day. Ain't shit getting better out there. Not a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? It's worse. And drugs is a big issue too. You know what I'm saying? We also, like, a lot of people is very distracted. You know, they do whatever they can do to distract themselves from reality of what's really going on, because the personal life that a lot of people's living is too much to deal with as it is. So they close out the world and the real world issues. You know what I'm saying? And even want to, you know, raise their vibration and fight on that level. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just the harsh reality of it. But we have millions of people, you know, like us, who have a good understanding and who have that love and passion in their heart for what's going on, that can make a change. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we are God's children. You know what I'm saying? And we're God's army. You know what I'm saying? And it's worth fighting for. And that also goes to the Christian community. You know what I'm saying? With the utmost respect. You know, God, everybody. So, you know.
Hello.
You see how Yeshua lived his life, what he did. He went against the grain. You know what I'm saying? He saw the corruption. He saw what was going on at during those times. And he stood up. He made an effort. He spread his light. You know what I'm saying? He spread his light. He voiced his opinion. He used the word. You know, the word is the most powerful thing we have. You know, so at this moment in time where we at now, you know, it's just the dualities of it all. The good and evil is what it is.
Yeah, it's the good and evil. And it seems like it's been like that since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, shit. The story of Adam and Eve, that's exactly shit, Cain and Abel. after she did what she did. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, there's some speculation even on that whole story.
Oh, yeah. Believe
Adam
I understand.
Eve, oh, Lord. That Adam and Eve really is like a fake story that Abraham, the whole story about Abraham is more realistic than Adam and Eve story. Like, somebody was having this, and this is deep. Think about even with Moses. If Moses was a white person.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Okay. If Jesus was a Yeshua, we're going to call him Yeshua, that's called by his name. Yeshua was... If he was a white person, Mary was told to take him to Egypt and hide him, right? Mm-hmm. Of Egypt. You can't tell me you can't find that kid, but that's his cousin. Yeah. Was he albino? I'm trying to understand. How could you not find him? And he's a monk. Black folk. Therefore, he had to look like who?
I said he already knows. that's rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? That shit answers itself.
But for some reason, if they can lie about that, you don't think it's important they can lie about or have lied about.
Hello?
I mean, the whole book of the Bible is mainly about, you know, black folks, African melanated people. That's the whole
Hello.
First, of course, it's, you know, culturally diverse, you know, if you're talking about Gentiles, et cetera, but mainly that to me, that's what the book's for.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, taking it literal, like when I speak on the story of Adam and Eve, believe me, I understand there's different ways to interpret it. There's a lot of, you know, symbolic meaning behind it. I'm not going to get into that because, you know, that's, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But, that wouldn't make no sense. That wouldn't make no sense whatsoever.
Well, this is just crazy. And then, like, right now, y'all know we just keep it raw because this is only, like, our third episode. So even though it's recorded, we're going to, you know, a year from now, we can go back and listen to this and laugh. We're like, well, we don't got those technical difficulties no more because we professional at this.
Yeah.
We're not professional. This is number one. So we're trying to get our guest speaker on. We've been trying to do it for over almost 40 minutes now. I know he's frustrated. I know he can hear JL. Some reason, it's showing he's on his system, but he's not able to speak. So we all like trying to figure this out behind the scenes as well as give you something for those that are listening to this, actually give you some type of knowledge or something to look into is figure out, like, you know, this isn't a test. Like, we are not living in a fantasy world right now. This is reality, and everything that is happening, what you're being awakened to is real facts, real reality. What you were living in was a test, was fantasy land. Now that you're awakening, it's a little different and it's uncomfortable, and that's cool. So that's why we created this series about this is not a test, so that you can, you know, realize that you're not being tested right now. This is not a classroom setting. Like, this is real life. You know, we gotta face it, you know, and we gotta figure out what we're going to do to fix it. Right. With all of this knowledge at our feet, and we're able to read all these different books. I mean, you go to the library, you can listen to YouTube videos, you can go to seminars, you can go talk to the elderly. The elderly will tell you, you know, they only, you know, especially the African Americans here in the United States, they were separated from their ancestors. They don't even know who they are. Therefore, you know, they know what they know based off of what was taught to them during slavery time. So you can't expect them to know everything as far as back as Egypt and everything else, because a lot of them could not read, they couldn't write, they were forbidden from these different things. The only thing they knew about was the Bible. The Bible was forced down their throat. So not to say that the Bible was a bad thing, just to say that we got to go beyond that and realize what the truth is and what was the origin of the Bible and take our stuff from the Bible, put it back together and piece it together and go on with life. Like, a lot of the stories they put in the Bible was our spirituality, like what we were doing. They just conformed it to how they wanted to use it and manipulate it and use it against us because they knew our power. So we have to get to that. And it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, we ain't just going to wake up today and be kumbaya and all that other extra stuff. But at the same time, we got to know we want to see change in this world. We got to conquer evil. And evil is not just something you just sit here and I'm just going to pray. You know, my toe hurts. So I'm just going to pray that my toe get better. I'm not even going to go, you know, see a doctor, or I break my arm. You know, if you break your arm right now, or if you get in a car accident, where you going? You going to go and see a specialist, right? Somebody to help you fix that. A physical human being.
Right.
You want to pray, yes, but you at the same time, while you focused, and they're going to help you fix your arm, right or wrong. Right. You ain't going to just sit there and just kumbaya-ing over your arm and praying that it's just going to magically. This is not magic. Right. Like, this is real life.
And what we have to understand, your mentality creates your reality. Your mentality creates your reality. What happens within influences everything around you. You know what I'm saying? So,
hello?
We're in the information
hello?
Age. You know, soaking in that knowledge, understanding, et cetera, et cetera, knowledge of self, experiential knowledge, which, you know, experiential wisdom, understanding comes from. You know, it's
hello?
All important. You know, the situation may be like this. Why? Because we're all living our past events. You know, we're perpetuating our past memories over and over and over again. And Einstein said, if you don't change your way of thinking, if you have a problem, you cannot solve the same problem with the same thinking you had before. Meaning you have to, you know, expand your consciousness, you know, learn from failures, and redefine your belief system, how you see things, how you go about life. Create healthy habits, et cetera, et cetera.
Hello.
That will influence the, you know, how good your life can be. It's not going to happen overnight, especially if you develop a lot of karma over time. But I guarantee you, if you decide to grasp hold of your life today and your mind and understand what's what, I'm telling you, things will look up for you. You will get blessed, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So we're not going to, you know, it's a lot going on behind the scenes right now. We're really trying to get him on. I don't know. I'm going to try this one last thing to see if we can get him on. Otherwise, we're going to have to reschedule his interview.
Yeah.
And during that, let him just speak the truth. And maybe, I don't know, we probably have to do some type of three-way. I'm trying to figure out, like, if maybe we call him and get the phone on the speakers and see how that sounds. We're going to try and call him and see if here in the studio and see if it works this way, because I really do want him to give something. But we're going to break this down in series. This dude right here, I'm telling you, Jay is knowledgeable. You know, he's about 40. You know, we're all young here, so it's a different – It feels good to hear from the elders, you know what I'm saying? The people that have more time here on earth actually to explain this stuff. We're young. We're getting this knowledge based off of what we have. But some of y'all have already experienced it. Some of y'all have already went across seas and been to Egypt or seen the writings on the walls. Like, we need y'all. Like, we need to sit down with y'all. We need y'all to plug in.
Right.
And we need y'all to be present
in
what's going
on.
On
us. Please
don't
give up on
us. Yeah, not give
up on
us at all. Like, this is...
No.
This is the beginning.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer. You know, you lead as an example. And that's the older generation who has seen more, experienced more, you know, that's in the information age that can, you know, add a whole bunch of intellect and information on top of their understanding and wisdom based on their experiences. We need y'all. Really, don't give up on us.
Yeah, do not give up on us. So we're going to see if we can get him in. Are you calling him now? We're going to see if we can get him in on the studio.
Hello?
Just give us a couple of seconds.
Yeah,
no problem. Call me on the cell phone because,
yeah,
like, every time y'all call it, I have it on, like on
the
show.
You know, the not
letting me switch
everybody
over.
Is slowly but surely, you know, tuning in, you know. Definitely tuning in slowly but surely and expressing himself a lot more. That's why I feel like last year was a very revolutionary year. A lot of seeds was planted for this year to be very revolutionary. As long as we can stay focused and on, you know, track on what's really going on and not worry about 45 so much, because there's things, it's a lot more going on behind, obviously. We see
now. He setting the stage for another world war. We got to have World War III. We've been talking about World War III for the longest.
Yeah.
And I feel honored and blessed that we actually are in this stage, you know, that we're here to witness this. Some people might be upset and they want to be raptured, which word is not even in the scripture. But anyway, they want to be raptured and take it away from here. But, I actually feel good that we are a part of this whole movement and that we are living today for this. But I believe we got Mr. JL on the line, and I'm actually very excited. We've got about 15 minutes before the broadcast is over, but I do want him to give some of his knowledge with you all today, and we are definitely going to have him on part two of this. This is going to be a series. I don't even know how many parts we're going to have, but this is not a test. It's going to keep going. We got a lot of knowledge that we need to cover. We just pretty much gave y'all the big rundown. But we actually, on the other episodes, like next week episode, we're going to target just one area. Today, we just gave you a big this blanket of information, and you can kind of feel where we're going with this, not a test. Yeah. But Mr. JL, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you hear us? Hold on one second.
Yes, I can hear you guys well, man. I'm finally actually getting through the talk with everybody.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Take it away.
Oh, man, I've been listening to what you guys were talking about. And first and foremost, let me say I'm humbled and appreciative that you guys even reached out to me to come and talk to you guys. I'm an emissary of the knowledge of our ancestors and those that came before us that left us all this hard work that they put out before us. I know that we're on a limited time basis now, so what I'm going to say to everybody that is listening, the foremost thing that we could possibly do is basically get the information that we need to truly understand our story.
Yes, sir.
Our story. And stop going by what other people want us to believe about ourselves. The best thing that you can do is go run, not walk, run to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble, anything, and buy The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. This is going to be your new Bible. This is going to tell you everything from the basic beginning of our interaction with other humans, whether it be Asiatics, Europeans, or Arabs, up until now, and the cost that we have been told by being in contact with these people. So, RJ, you were saying some very powerful things at the beginning of the show. I've been on the phone trying to get through the whole time, so I heard everything that you guys were saying.
Nice.
Basically, what we're going to do, we're going to go back to the beginning. We don't let somebody tell us about Black history and we starting off that they tell us that we were slaves. Don't ever say that. Man, we were prisoners of war.
That's it.
We were captives. Mm-hmm. They took scientists. They took doctors. Mm-hmm. They took farmers. You understand? We were never slaves. We were prisoners of war. And we still at war.
Right. Victims.
We have to understand that. So, basically, man, I can go write poetic about a lot of different things, and this is not my information. I'm just a humble servant to our ancestors and their teachers. So, if you guys have some questions, just let me know.
Well, when you say go back to the root and to the beginning of our history, what part do you want, I guess, to start at with that? Because, like you're saying, a lot of us look at, you know, the beginning being around the time when the 1700s started and, you know, they started slavery and all that other stuff. Like, what is before that? Because we kind of try to look at this, like, we can't figure out but so much, you know, none of us are archaeologists. So there's a lot of hidden stuff that's still out there that we don't know as far as the human evolution. But what we do know, like you said, based off the books you've been reading and your own wisdom and knowledge and studying over the years, like, what is the timeline? Like, what sequence of events happened to lead up to slavery? Like, something had to happen to trigger this whole thing.
Let me ask you this, and I'll put you in the correspondence. When you get a brand new car, or you get a brand new house, and people that love you, those that like you, those that don't like you, they shouldn't do these nice things. Somebody's going to be happy for you, and somebody's going to be jealous. But it's so little the same when people of different areas came and seen what we did. Our sciences, our knowledge, and we gave everybody every cultural aspect that they have. When first Europeans saw Egypt, can you imagine what they thought when they seen those pyramids?
Right.
Can you imagine what they thought when they saw the cities of Kemet, because that's the proper name for it? Where they had running water, where they had statues, where they had fountains and hanging gardens, and they were living in dirt and squalor. See, I had all this stuff planned out for you guys. I got a computer full of tabs where I can throw dates and send you links so you can see all these things. So when you say the beginning, let's go to the point in time where history began to be recorded. And that would be around, let's say, 4,000 to 3,100 BC. Mm-hmm. This is when we have documentation. We can go back and say, at this point in time, this person did this, this happened. They use our story and they put themselves in. A perfect example was Clarifew, but the most recent disrespect was Gods of Egypt, the movie that they put out there.
Those was fictitious.
There was never a European or European-like person that was God until Ptolemy came around. Around the 300, 320 some odd BC after Alexander the Great sacked Egypt. And I said 332 BC. Now we're talking about starting at 3,100 BC. We can go back further, but that's a good starting point right there. Because that's when Menes and Nana united the upper region of Egypt and made them one. This is the movie The Scorpion King. They take all of our stuff and put it in front of you as entertainment, but it's our story.
Right. European.
It's our story. It's all around us. Have you ever noticed the symbol for Chrysler, the symbol for Bentley? And have you ever looked at a building downtown in your city? Have you ever gone to the graveyard and noticed why do they have these statues that look like the Rushton Monument? Why do the Mausoleums have these Egyptian regalia on it? They're taking our whole story.
Yep.
They took it. They stole it.
Even the cross.
Then they put their face on it and sold it back to you. And they got you believing some awful stuff that ain't doing nothing but keeping you submissive.
Making them believe in what they believe.
So when we go back, like that's what I say. Everybody, I'm looking forward to it, like the time is wrong. I don't have such a beautiful presentation, but all I'm going to do now is fine tune it for the next show. So everybody, you have to run to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, if they even stock it at Barnes & Noble, and get The Destruction of Black Civilization and start reading. So when we get back into this conversation, you guys are going to be wild. Y'all going to be right side by side.
What's the book called again?
The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. See, a lot of people, stop me if I start going too fast because I get super excited about this. We have great scholars that were teaching at places like Cornell, Princeton, Syracuse. There are too many. I have a list of people that you guys should know, and I'll send that to Ashley and Kwan so she can post it for you guys. But there's Dr. Ben Rockman. There's Dr. Clark. There's Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. There's Dr. Francis Quest Wilson. She just recently passed. We have so many scholars that put so much time and effort and work to bring out all the great things that we did for us to see. And most of us are more wrapped up into basketball lives and that nonsense, or buying rooms and that nonsense. And we caught up into a materialistic idea that keeps us distracted while the rest of the world figures out how they can continue to control us. With these material tricks that are already yours in the beginning. You call them in the first place.
I was about to read this book. I just Googled it, and yeah, it is The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. They actually have an audio book. They got the PDF. So I'm definitely reading that this week. I'm going to go through the entire audio book because I can get it done within, 3 hours. So, here we go with technology to the point where if you don't want to sit and read a book, you don't have to. You don't have to. This is why I love this whole podcasting thing. We're going to master this thing, believe it or not. We're going to get this thing together and we're going to figure this thing out because I feel like this platform is so much more powerful than what we think because people, it just is what it is. People don't want to read. We can't force everybody to just want to sit down and read. A lot of people with the way the world is going, everything is moving so fast. We don't have time to just sit and soak in books and for hours and hours. We got to work, because of the money thing we were just talking about. We have to live. There's things that we have to do. And we, because time is so precious to us now, there's other ways for us to get this knowledge. And it is through audio, it's through, it's radio podcasts, it's through video, it's through so many different ways that we just don't have to just be so, I guess, cookie cutter and get a book. And because you don't want to hide it, I think now it's going to be you don't want someone to know it. You hide it in a podcast. And people obviously act like they don't want to listen to podcasts. They're like, they got too much time. Too busy. They don't got enough time to listen. But if you ain't got time to read a book, at least you could just put your headphones in and listen to a couple podcasts or look at YouTube. YouTube and Google and podcasts should be your best friend.
Yeah. And please, you know what I'm saying? Besides, you know what I'm
saying? There's something that I really touched on, and I also believe Ashley touched on it too. When you're talking about these Jews who claim they're Jews, but they are not. People, if you can remember this or write it down, I want you to write down Ashkenazi Jew. Ashkenazi Jew. That is Ashkenazi Jew. These people are not Jews. They basically claimed this title. Basically, at the time period when Islam and Christianity were having crusades, these people who were around the area of Georgia in the Western Europe, they decided they didn't want to be either. So they took on the lineage of Jewish. Ish. It's like, you know, you have to show Black-ish. Ish means that you're not totally part of it. You just kind of like it. So we took on what is our lineage because we're not Jews.
Well, wow. When you Google that and then you type in that certain family, it's very clear. Like they're known to not be a real Jew, and that's actually in the Book of Revelation. If you want to be technical, it talks about the fake Jews. I'm about to actually look at that. Keep talking. I'm about to look at that scripture real quick.
That's the basic standpoint, because I also know that we're kind of gearing towards the ruling elite in this world. There's people that you need to know about, like the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yep.
These are the people who control what happens in governments and countries. And there is a certain hierarchy and a couple people or families that are in control of those things, and we'll get into that. But, you know, we have to become enlightened and know what's going on around us. But first and foremost, we have to realize that people have taken our identity and use it for ourselves, and we don't want it. We want to, you know, and I believe me, I grew up just like most everybody else, down here in Texas. My mom raised me Baptist. But at one point in time in my life, my mentality told me something is not right, and I had to start researching. I started digging for myself. I didn't just take the information and just rock with it, which most of us do, and I'm not mad at them for that. But one thing that if there's some new information that comes to light, it is your due diligence to research and vet it. If you believe that your way of thinking is right, then you should have no problem investigating to prove that.
Exactly, and maybe because I'm that person, I'm all about proving, buddy. Like, proving is my thing. Like, if you cannot prove it to me, I don't want to hear it. Like, I was even before, like, okay, well, let's prove prayer, power of prayer in your words. Like, then that's when I started studying vibration and energy, and that's where that whole thing came, because I was like, well, our words are vibration, our words are powerful. You know, the universe is energy. Yes, it made sense that prayer, the power of prayer, it is true. Like, the words that come out of your mouth, you have life or death in the power of your tongue. Those scriptures literally make sense because it aligns with reality. The fact that everything that we're saying right now is vibrating, is going out into the universe, and is just going to manifest itself. These are things that you can tangibly study. Like, you can go into a science lab and create energy. They're doing it right now over there at the black hole. We have a black hole machine on the earth, which is dangerous. I don't understand why this is even happening, and why are we allowing this, and how are you a scientist allowing this mess? Because if you do the wrong thing, the whole daggone earth is gone, and this whole part of the galaxy is just completely
same
gone. What's the world?
Same way we build a nuclear weapon. A mouse is not going to build his own mouse.
That is about to be 3 o'clock my time. So this is the last thing that I can say. This big little presentation for you. But it's okay. Actually, on a sidebar, what was the cause of slavery? Why black people were the target of slavery? Well, I want you to look this up. It's called the Mameluke Rebellion. And this will explain
it. I need to look it up. Wait, what did you just say?
Mameluke Rebellion. Mameluke. Rebellion, which happened in 1250 A.D. So we have to realize that was a certain point in time where slavery had no race or country that they were discriminated against. The Roman Empire, they would take over your country and turn everybody into slaves. It doesn't matter what color or race you were. You could watch Spartacus or any movie you can watch that they had slaves of all different nationalities. But there were a certain group of people, they were European in nature, that were enslaved, and they were part of the Islamic army. But, you know, just like most slaves or most captured people, they're not going to just lay down, man. But at some point, they're going to fight. And with these people, when it happened to them, they vowed to themselves that they would never enslave another white person. And this when they targeted Africans. So the whole beginning of the slave trade where he targeted us comes from this. But this is something that you guys can research.
Okay, but I'm looking at it now, 1260 AD. Okay, cool. They say that they ruled Egypt and Syria. We already know, obviously, those are the people that ruled Egypt and Syria during that time. So I'm still not understanding, and I know I'm going to sound like people that's listening. This is a good thing. I got to be the devil's advocate right here. Why were black people enslaving black people?
At this point in time, Egypt was usurped and controlled by Arabs. See, there were 26 dynastic periods, and after Alexander the Great, or Alexander the Greek, I would rather call him, went up in there, there was a Ptolemaic era, and that's when you had the Greeks involved with it. So, coming around the time of, I believe, 600 A.D., this is when the Arabs took over Egypt. That's why they're still in control of Egypt now. Because the Arabs ruled that.
So where do the Arabs come from? Are they melanated people or not?
Yes, they partially are. Because basically what they did, which we'll find out now, and this is the biggest weakness with our people. We always have an opening on philosophy. We're friendly with strong people. So we allow these people to come in our midst. And what happened with that was that they started marrying our women. And then you started having a lot of races. That's why you can look at people in Syria, you can look at people in Iraq, you can look at Iran, you can look at people in Saudi Arabia that have darker skin than most of us.
Yep.
With straight hair. You know why? Because they got African DNA inside of them. But now that they know that, a lot of them hate it. Hate it. And they still are enslaving Africans to this day.
Yeah, they are. Like, we still got the biggest slave trade still happening. Like, it's 12 million people. I'm still couldn't. I don't know. Like, I'm about to say this all week for our part two, because I'm really still trying to understand and get beyond that day. Okay, so now we've got to that point. Now, Arabs, like, what the heck? Like, why are you enslaving your own, come on, your ancestors?
Think about this. All right, let me do this perspective. How many Baptist Christians do you know, and how many sanctified Christians do you know that will sit there and tear each other down? And it doesn't have to be those two. It could be any denomination.
You're right.
So you're not a part of my clique.
Mm-hmm.
You don't matter. And it's like if you watch Riddick. If you watch Riddick, it's like either you can join us or we're going to eat you alive. I forget the term. I was trying to be slick, but I forgot the little catchphrase that you either assimilate or something of another. But
so which one came first, Muslims or Christians?
Which one came first?
Yeah.
Christianity. Right. Yeah, so it's Christianity. You have to keep in mind, he was talking about this, man, I was like, I was beating the phone. I was like, man, I want to get in. all spiritual systems come off the rise of Egypt, people.
Yes, sir.
Every one of them.
Yes.
Christianity derives from what they learn in those secret systems, not secret societies, but they call them mystery systems.
Yep.
This is what Aristotle and Plato and all those guys came to learn in Egypt. They learned all this and they took it back home. And if you study about Aristotle and them, they were persecuted for bringing it there because they didn't want them bringing foreign ideas to their countries. Only until later did they accept it. And then after the Greeks had their run, guess what? The Romans came and wiped the Greeks out. And then the Romans came down into Egypt. And this is when you start hearing about Mark Antony and Cleopatra, Caesar and Cleopatra. And guess what? They started to intermingle, and you have more mulattoes. I know I have mulatto friends. I love them. I mean, but the truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Can't deny it.
It's the truth. So, like, you were talking about Adam and Eve. That story comes off the wall in Egypt. There wasn't no Adam and Eve. There was the fruit of knowledge. know what I'm saying? They wanted you to eat that fruit. But it was only when LB's invaders came in and started seeing these things on the wall that they wanted, and they revised it for themselves.
I was trying to refrain myself from getting into it like that, but you don't said it. It's out there. Talk to him. Preach.
Preach. Wait, this is Sunday, and we get the whole section.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They even say Genesis is supposed to mean the genealogy of Isis.
Yeah.
Isis, Horus, and Osiris. Yeah. Yeah. Believe me.
If you look at it, if you look at the pantheon of Greek and Roman gods, those are all African deities.
This is crazy. Okay, this is beyond crazy. Okay, everything we're saying is crazy. Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it like everybody's going to listen to this. They're going to say, yo, this is crazy. This is, because I'm saying the same damn thing. This is crazy. This sounds like the biggest criminal act of all humanity.
Yeah.
And I'm not understanding this. How the hell is this still happening in 2017? I just don't. I'm like, if I'm in a circus act right now, like.
Mind game. It's been fucking everybody's mind for so long.
I have no other word besides this is crazy. This is all I can say.
We should extend the show another 20 minutes because I tell you guys, I stayed up all night. I woke up early this morning just to make sure that I gave you guys, and it's not my information, people. Like I said, I am not an answer guy. This is not my knowledge. This is our knowledge that was given to us by our ancestors that put the work in. So you never heard me say that. I don't know nothing. All I can do is share with you this information that's been presented to us by our ancestors that want us to continue the work. But Trump and all the rest of them, let's organize. Let's organize. Let's build financial institutions. Let's build businesses. And once we build the businesses, let's patronize each other. Stop fucking hating on everybody that's doing something.
Awesome.
Get rid of them and see how you can do your thing too. That's our damn problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You can tell he's passionate. He's an angry boy.
Because like I said, divide and conquer. They made sure, because the ghettos is meant to isolate a specific group of people from civilization, and then they created all types of bullshit within the community, which just self-perpetuated itself because of post-slavery as well, because they already knew this. This thing met to other episodes that I was talking about, how these elites and these people who have a lot of control over what, you know, the media said, et cetera, they're very highly intelligent people. They understand how the mind works better than half the people in the United States right now. They're very highly intelligent people.
They understand us. They got all the books.
They understand spirituality. They're Freemasons.
They get it.
They understand all this stuff. So they know exactly how to string those strings and how to manipulate people. You know what I'm saying? And from my idea, the way I see it, the same thing. Like if right now, like you said, if we say fuck Trump, let's put all the focus on what we need to do is, as a culture, and you know, it exchange the money in between us, like at least 10 times before it ever leaves our community. It should be exchanged between us.
We keep saying the reason why Jews. Okay, we talk about Jews doing that.
Yeah.
But the family is the fake Jews anyway. That's why they have. Okay, we have to understand, and I'm gonna be the devil's advocate here again. We have to understand it's not that simple. It really isn't. Like, we keep saying, oh, well, we're just going to support each other. Okay, we did that already. We had Black Wall Street. It doesn't work because they own every single central bank and land in all of the countries except for around the whole entire world. Our little, teeny little Black Wall Street in one little state or one little area ain't going to do shit to their money.
You know,
I'm just going to be honest. However, mind control. If we can awaken a massive amount of people, and not just Black people, we have to get off that pro-Black pedestal. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it for what it is. They are targeting everybody that's not them. They don't give a shit what color you are.
Right.
If you go against them, they're cutting your head off. So we have a whole bunch of our marchers and our people that have in the history that have tried to stand up for us. They have died. They can just kill anybody off, and they're just going with our daily lives. We have to seriously sit down and have a massive action plan that is going to dismantle their entire formation, their entire structure.
You know what
it
that
ain't
means,
just
though?
Going to be simple as, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and I just decided to do a business. And no, it's not. Other country, every other ethnic group has a country behind them. African Americans do not have a country backing us, because Africa don't even can't even fight for their own daggone selves. So who want to help back us?
I'm gonna play the devil's advocate though. But you know what that means? That means we have to destroy the system that they created.
Yes.
Are we prepared for that though?
Huh?
Are we prepared for that though? To live without no money, grocery stores, you know what I'm saying? So we will have to destroy the system that's
going on right now that I'm a part of.
Okay.
There's this cryptocurrency movement, right?
Oh, okay. You're talking now.
Bitcoin, people know about Bitcoin. It was one of the first cryptocurrencies. And it shook the banking system because it was peer-to-peer. Bitcoin is no longer a cryptocurrency, people. They've taken it over.
Yes, they have, because they know they took it over.
The fact that we had a Black Wall Street, the fact was, when they started to see how prosperous it was, they destroyed it. It wasn't us. They bombed it.
Yep.
Every time that we tried to do something for ourselves and we started doing well, they bombed it.
Yep.
They destroyed it.
Yep.
So then they said, man, we got to keep a rap on these Africans. Because basically, when we came up out of what they call the Emancipation of Proclamation, we were the best carpenters. We were the best.
In all humanity against Jews. I'm just going to call it. Listen, y'all can come look for me. I don't care. It's all humanity versus Jews. I'm going to be the first person that's going to say it. I'm going to call it what it is. It's all humanity versus Jews. It is Muslims against Jews. It's the Hispanics against Jews. It's the Africans against Jews. It's Cuba against Jews. It's the Chinese against Jews. It's all of humanity against Jews. Until we wake up and say we're going to build not just a Black Wall Street, a humanity damn Wall Street, and we just got a whole bunch of Mexicans and everybody just come together and we put all our damn money together and we fight the system. That's the only way this is going to work. It's not going to work when we just rebuild another Black Wall Street. They want to bomb it again. They're going to destroy it again. We got more leaders died. It's going to be into the. It's just going to be what it is. They're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
What's the thing is we can get those other people on board with that. But the problem is that those same people you're talking about, besides the Jews, the Chinese, the Russian, the French, the Arab, the Indian. All those people, guess what? They come to Africa and they've used and abused us as well, too. Still doing it now. So if you think that they just going to say, oh, we don't like all that you African, that's going to be a problem, too, because they're all off the shelf. But we do have to have a platform and figure out a way where we can come together to combat these monsters. There's no other way I can use for them. Because that's what they're talking
Tell me when the last time I seen an interview of Rothschild? I haven't seen the TV.
We live, and I was thinking about the last night, guys. I was like, man, you can't be afraid to put your life on the line.
True.
If this is the mission that you want to take on, because you do this for your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids and your lineage down the road, because what they plan to do is destroy the earth, because they know who they are and they know who we are, and they know that they're dying off and they can't reproduce at the same rate that we can.
They refuse to dang on die. You got the dang on Rockefeller family. David Rockefeller, 99 years old and had 6 damn heart transplants. Like, they refusing to die. Rothschild, whatever his name is, he's 101 years old. Like, they refuse to leave the planet. Yeah,
still,
like, they
still spreading their ideologies around.
Like,
wow.
We gonna watch this go out. Like, what the hell?
Tell me when the last time you seen an interview of them, though. When have you ever heard them speak? When have you ever heard an interview? When have you ever heard them being really confronted about the New World Order and everything that they're doing? When's the last time we said anything?
Because they own the media.
Exactly.
Duh.
But what is our people? Are people just ignoring them? You know what I'm saying? The people are ignoring them because everybody's worrying about them 45.
They
own
the media.
I don't know if you guys know about the Rockefellerians and all the. When did they start advertising with Jordan? I'm on Facebook and I'm seeing ads about the Rock to kill you. So it made me feel like, do I want to go here and see you? They're holding our information and they're broadcasting it. They got new world order that you see on TV. They didn't used to talk about this.
Right.
Back when I first came into the Enlightenment back around 1997, when this was like books were written about, you didn't hear them talking about it. But the plan was already come to the forefront. You had groups like Goody Mob, Outkast, leaving messages about it in the music. Mm-hmm. Somebody was coming with it, man, it's here, and it's almost over with. They already implemented the plan, and they got you out here saying, look, you want to go with us, or you want to fight us? And that's basically what you're doing right now.
That's it.
We're up for a fight. I'd rather die as a warrior fighting for that than to live as a slave and die a thousand deaths every day.
That's true.
That's
OG right there.
Have a good one. And what do we always say when we end the show?
Be more.